It can be difficult to differentiate between black and green cardamom. However, though the two belong to the same family, they actually come from different plants and each have their own distinct flavor. Here are some characteristics that black cardamom and green cardamom have in common. Both are evergreen trees that grow in tropical, rainforest environments of the Himalayas, particularly the geography of modern-day India. Both are popular, well-loved spices that have been staples in trade and cooking for hundreds, or even thousands, of years. Both produce seed pods and seeds which may be ground to add flavor to recipes. However, there are also several differences between the black cardamom and green cardamom that you should keep in mind for cooking or if you decide to grow one or both of these plants. This article will compare and contrast the two. By the end of the article, you should understand the history and origins, appearance, taste, and uses for both. Let's dive in to learn more about cardamom now. Comparing black and green cardamom. Description of cardamom. Both cardamom plants, which produce the famous and popular spices, are members of the ginger family. There are two plants, green and black. Black cardamom, which would be more accurately described as quat, brown, quat, offers a smoky, strong flavor that is popular in savory dishes such as curries and stews. Because the flavor is pungent, intense, and strong, some cooks recommend using it in slow cooker recipes. On the other hand, green cardamom has more balanced flavor and often appears in sweet dishes, in addition to some savory recipes. This spice brings warmer, herbal flavor. However, while both are popularly cultivated in Southeast Asia, specifically India, there are several other ways in which these two spices are set apart. They share a name and are members of the Zingiberaceae, or ginger, family. But they are also different in several ways. Let's explore these details together by diving into their histories, differences in appearance, growing conditions, and uses in modern life. Let's go. Black versus green cardamom, history. Amamum sibilatum, or black cardamom, is a popular spice known for the smoky flavor of its dried seeds. Both its seeds and seed pods add flavor and spice to many different dishes, particularly recipes in Indian cuisine. As a plant native to the Himalayan mountain region, black cardamom originates from the countries now known as India and Nepal. It has a long history of use in these cultures' cuisines and is sometimes called the quat, queen of spices. Quat. Elateria cardamomum, or green cardamom, is also an aromatic spice known for its smoky flavor. It is also an ancient spice that has long been used in trade and cultural cuisines of India and surrounding countries. The plant also originated in India and neighboring countries but is now grown in tropical climates across the world, including Costa Rica, Guatemala, Tanzania, and Vietnam. Today, Guatemala is the largest producer and exporter of green cardamom. The plant seeds and pods are used in flavoring food as well as in some cosmetics, spice powders, and other products. Black versus green cardamom, appearance. Amamum sibilatum, black cardamom, is a herbaceous plant in the ginger family, Zingiberaceae. It is an evergreen plant that can grow to be as tall as 5 feet high, with leaves that grow on the top of its reddish-brown stems. The plants have shiny, green leaves. Each spring, flower buds grow on the base of the stem, which transform into white or yellow flowers that bloom starting in the spring until the middle of the summer. These flowers produce seed pods, the fruit containing the seeds known for their distinctive flavor. The seed pods have thin shells, which turn brown and become wrinkled. Each seed pod grows to be about 1 inch long and 1 inch wide and holds 40 or 50 purple, dark brown seeds. Elateria cardamomum, green cardamom, is also an herbaceous plant in the ginger family. Green cardamom grows taller, easily reaching between 6 and 10 feet tall after several years of growth, though it can grow to be as tall as 15 feet high. It also produces flowers in the spring, which are white or yellow in color. Its seed pods have thin shells. However, unlike black cardamom, this plant's seed pods are smooth, yellow-green, and grow to be up to 3/4 of an inch long, holding only about 15 or 20 seeds. Black versus green cardamom, growing conditions. Black cardamom plants grow well in hot, humid, tropical rainforests like those at its native habitat in India, Nepal, and surrounding countries. It will grow well in temperatures that range from 50 to 95 degrees, in soil with ample drainage, and at altitudes between 2,200 and 5,000 feet. Black cardamom may be planted in containers and cultivated indoors, particularly in greenhouses which can achieve a high level of humidity. The typical plant grows to be up to 5 feet tall. Because the plants are originally from rainforest environments, they grow best in warm areas that have shade. Experts recommend growing the plants in USDA hardiness zones 9 to 11. Like its relative, black cardamom, green cardamom is an evergreen plant that grows in tropical climates and thrives in rainforest habitats. It will grow well in temperatures that are slightly higher than those of black cardamom, with green cardamom plants preferring temperatures between 65 and 95 degrees. When grown indoors, green cardamom can reach greater heights as well, reaching 10 feet tall after growing for 5 to 10 years. Green cardamom may also be planted in a container, and will grow well in extremely humid conditions, particularly in greenhouses or even in a humid bathroom. Like black cardamom, keep it planted in soil with ample drainage. You may grow your green cardamom plant outdoors in USDA hardiness zones 10 to 13. Black versus green cardamom, processing. Both black and green cardamom are staple spices in cooking, particularly when attempting to make Indian dishes that bring spice and flavor. Black cardamom processing. Black cardamom is harvested late in the growing season and then dried over a fire. From there, you may remove the seeds from the pods and drying them before adding the seeds whole to your recipe. You may want to crush the seed pods to reveal the seeds. Remove the seeds before you eat your dish, however. Leave them in your sauce or soup just long enough to impart their distinctive smoky flavor. You may also choose to grind the seeds before adding them to your recipe, or grind the entire seed pod. After straining the seed pod pulp to remove the pod outer layer, you can add the ground pod to a recipe and cook with other spices such as pepper or cloves. Typically, cooks use black cardamom seeds whole, often warmed or fried in oil. This method brings out the flavor of the seeds. If you are cooking with the entire ground seed pod in a recipe, try giving your sauce or stew a long, slow cook to bring out the flavors. Green cardamom processing. Green cardamom is harvested earlier than black cardamom, before reaching full maturity. Harvesting early ensures that the pods remain closed, so that rather than removing the pods to access the seeds, you may use the entire seed pod. To use it, toast the entire pod in a pan before removing the seeds from the pods. You can then grind the seeds into a powder to be added to a recipe or beverage such as coffee. However, you may also use the entire seed pod to add flavor. Black versus green cardamom, uses. Black cardamom uses. The flavor of black cardamom is often described as slightly minty. The flavor is strong and warm. This pungent flavor makes it a popular addition to many different recipes of Asian cultures. Black cardamom is particularly prevalent in Indian cooking. It is a spice popular in curries, dal, and other types of soup or stew. It is also very inexpensive and one of the most widely available spices. Because it has such a strong flavor, some cooks suggest adding other complementary flavors such as peppers, cumin, or lime. Adding other spices can temper the strong flavor and bring out its complexity. Historically, this spice has been used both in traditional recipes and in religious and cultural practices. In the 21st century, the majority of cultivated cardamom is for culinary use, with about 40% used in the pharmaceutical, cosmetic, and perfume industries. In some traditional medicines, black cardamom seeds are used to treat constipation and other digestive issues. Specifically, in Ayurvedic medicine, the Hindu spiritual and medical tradition, black cardamom is used for many different health benefits. This includes using it to treat illnesses and pain, indigestion, asthma, and more. It is also used to care for teeth and skin. However, despite this historical use, there is no peer-reviewed, published evidence backing up the claims of traditional medicine to show true medical benefit. Green cardamom uses. Green cardamom has a sweeter flavor that is somewhat similar to the flavor of black cardamom, but slightly less smoky and less menthol-like. Instead, it is often described as sweet and eucalyptus-like, or even lemon-like. This makes it a more popular ingredient for sweet beverages, like coffee and tea, or desserts, rather than the savory dishes that black cardamom is used for. Green cardamom is often found with cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves. However, it is more expensive than black cardamom and less widely available. In addition to its use in cooking, green cardamom is also prevalent in traditional medicine in Asian cultures. It is also sometimes recommended as a remedy for digestive illnesses or even infections. However, in both cases, these health benefits are unconfirmed. At present, there is a lack of clinical evidence suggesting that either spice should be used to treat medical conditions. In summary, this article compares black and green cardamom plants which bear seeds that are two popular spices. Whether making a curry, a dal, a coffee drink, or a spice cake, you may want to add this ancient, beloved spice into your next recipe. Or perhaps you want to try growing one of these two plants in your greenhouse, you can harvest their seed pods yourself. Which plant you choose may depend on the factors described above. Keep these similarities and differences in mind as you use either one in your next recipe. Up next, fenugreek versus fennel, key differences to know. Cumin versus fennel, what are their differences? Anise versus fennel, five key differences.